Lots of Washington drama to talk about this morning, and there will be kind of a supreme mini moment tonight when Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich hits the stage at the latest GOP debate. This time, according to some polls, he's going to be the front runner, which is quite a comeback for the former speaker, former struggling candidate, former ethics violator. It could be that his smartest guy in the room approach to politics is catching on. We'll find out about that tonight. There will certainly be plenty to talk about at tonight's debate, even though it's supposed to be all about foreign policy. The super committee failed to deal with the deficit this week. Gingrich actually said in a statement after the statement from the super committee yesterday that that's good for the country. The president, though, says Congress better not try to touch those automatic spending cuts.
No. I will veto any effort to get rid of those automatic spending cuts to domestic and defense spending. There will be no easy off-ramps on this one.
No easy off-ramps, but is this now a campaign issue? What the super committee did or did not do? And what do we make of Newt Gingrich as possibly the most experienced candidate in the GOP field, particularly on issues of deficit cutting and budget cutting? Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Also with us is Stephen M. Gillen, author of The Pact, Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and the Rivalry That Defined a Generation. He's also the resident historian on the History Channel. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
This is a little bit like a memory flashback. Don't both of you think of that? I mean, Gingrich and the Republicans, he's a front runner, now a big player on deficit and budget cutting in Washington. Todd?
And the social contract in the 90s seemed to be coming back in a big way. And I'll bet you Gillen has lots and lots of comments about what it was like between Gingrich and Clinton in those welfare negotiations and balanced budget negotiations back in the 90s.
Well, let's hold on to that for a moment. Where do you think this goes from here as a campaign issue, or is it going to be real legislation in Washington, the super committee and whatever Gingrich has to say about it?
In the short term, this goes right back to jobs. White House officials telling reporters last night that between now and New Year's, they're keeping what they call a laser focus on things they want and put pressure on Republicans, on infrastructure spending, on other kinds, on unemployment insurance. And the president goes to New Hampshire today to pitch his continuing plan for extending payroll tax cuts. And by the way, the White House says we don't even want them paid for. We just want to make it so that families don't have a $1,000 tax increase. In the longer term, you're darn right, John. This is about the 2012 election. And again, the social contract. The super committee failed on the big debate between entitlements and taxes. And we've known for six months that Barack Obama wants to run on the American social contract. He said it himself. Who are we as a country? Are we going to cut Medicare and Social Security in this time of austerity without asking the wealthiest among us to pay a little bit more, in his words? And then he follows that with, not on my watch. I will not extend those Bush tax cuts. He's drawn those lines. This is 2012. And in a lot of ways, it's a repeat of the 90s between Clinton and Gingrich.
Well, it's still 2011. And the president will run on his record as a first-term president running, looking for a second term. And Gingrich, in a sense, will be running on his record. Listen.
I think you have to look at whether or not people have to be perfect in order to be leaders. I don't think I'm perfect. I've admitted that I've had problems. I've admitted that I've sought forgiveness. But I also think that over time, if you look at my total record, I'm a pretty effective leader.
Stephen Gillen, Todd Zwillick sort of suggested that this might just be a perfect storm for Newt Gingrich in the sense that he's got a foreign policy debate tonight. The polls show him surging. And in this sort of domestic budget-cutting stuff, he's a bit of an experienced master, if not a victor over Bill Clinton. What do you make of it all?
Well, he has the experience. I'm not sure it's the kind of experience he wants to brag about. I mean, remember, it was Gingrich who, after leading the Republican Revolution in 1994, became Speaker of the House and forced a confrontation with Bill Clinton over the budget, led to two government shutdowns, and essentially Gingrich had to admit defeat. I mean, Clinton just trumped him in those battles and won the debate. And the thing about Gingrich, though, when that last clip that you just played, he said, you know, I'm an effective leader. The one surprising thing about Newt Gingrich that I discovered in writing his book and talking to people who knew him and talking to people at the Clinton White House, behind closed doors, he's actually a moderate. Gingrich is the kind of guy who, in public, can just use the most vicious partisan rhetoric possible. But when you get him into a small room negotiating behind the scenes, he actually wants to get a deal done. He uses that rhetoric to increase his leverage at the bargaining table. And I remember Leon Panetta, who was the chief of staff at the time of the budget shutdown in 1995 in the White House. said to me, he said, no, we, Gingrich wanted to get a deal. There was like Newt Gingrich who would posture in these big meetings with all the congressional leaders. And when everyone else left the room and it was just the president and Gingrich, Gingrich would try to get a deal done, but he was restrained by the conservative members of his own party. So I think that's the problem that conservatives will have with Gingrich, is that when you look at his record, it's very different from the rhetoric that you hear and you'll hear tonight in the debate. He's running as his hardcore right-wing conservative, and that's what his public rhetoric is like.
Although Stephen, some of his rhetoric, listen to this clip. It seems like he's trying to be the centrist, angry American. Listen.
Virtually every American has a reason to be angry. I think virtually every American has a reason to be worried. I think the people who are protesting on Wall Street break into two groups. One is left-wing agitators who would be happy to show up next week on any other topic. And the other is sincere middle-class people who, frankly, are very close to the Tea Party people in actually caring.
Consistent, Stephen Gillen?
Well, you know, he has recently had harsher things to say about the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, I think if you overall, if you listen to his rhetoric in the debates and in this campaign, he's playing not to the angry middle-class America. He's playing to the angry Republican primary voter. And that works very – that rhetoric works well in the Republican primaries. I think the problem with Gingrich is that he's not as conservative. Not only is his personal background sort of – complicated.
Yeah.
But his policy, you know, he worked with Bill Clinton on a big deal in 1997 to reform Social Security, did a balanced budget bill. I mean, Gingrich actually stepped down as Speaker in part because of the results of the 1998 congressional election. But largely, he lost the support of conservatives, and now he's running for their vote. And I think when they actually look at him, they'll realize there's problems.
It may be the personal problems that cause a problem in the end. You know, Stephen, and there was a recent poll that showed that people think that he's a better leader than the other GOP candidates, except only 9% said he was a candidate with a strong moral character. I mean, to a certain extent, in Republican primaries, doesn't moral character have a lot of bearing?
It does. I mean, I believe that there's a group of Republican primary voters who are sort of fall into the anybody but Mitt category, and they're searching for someone else to sort of seize control of the party. And they've gone from Michelle Bachmann to Herman Cain, and now it's Newt Gingrich. Now that he's being vetted, now a lot of these issues, they're being reminded of a lot of these issues. Now, I'm sure there's going to be new ones about the things that he's done since he left office in 1999. That will just drive. Too much baggage.
Sure.
Too much baggage.
It'll certainly come up, but Cain passed the ball to Gingrich. We'll see how long he holds it. Stephen M. Gillen is the author of The Pact, Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and the Rivalry That Defined a Generation. He's also the resident historian of the History Channel. And thanks to Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.